Welcome to the podcast, Organized Mayhem. We're coming to you from 110 South 11th Street, which is the home of Mariah and the Rap Shack. And we are here to talk to you about all things Philadelphia restaurant business and everything in between. I'm Cammy, here with my brother Scott and my friend John Lupa. There we go. And we're back on the Organized Mayhem podcast. I am Cammy, joined with my co-host, my brother Scott, and my dear friend John Lupa.
Hello.
And we are here today. You guys are in
a basement.
A basement.
It's really scary down here.
Yeah, because we did this a little later in the day today.
Yes, we did. Okay. So you guys are in the basement, in the underbelly of the restaurant. Yeah. And I've toured the underbelly of the restaurant, and I actually was blown away by its coolness. It somewhat reminded me of the scene, the classic, one of the best classic scenes ever of Goodfellas, where like all of that commotion and action is in the kitchen.
Yeah.
However, the underbelly of this is like it's huge. It's amazing. And you have like the cool lift that brings the food underneath. So does the temperature in there stay cold in the winter and hot in the summer, or what's it like down there?
So we're in the Mariah office. Yeah. So the Mariah office is actually pretty good, other than the fact it's not level.
This is a big mistake here.
Yeah, it's not level. So I thought it's a much bigger office than the other office, but I like the other office way better.
I'm much more comfortable in the other office.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But basically, temperature-wise, Cammy, it stays a little cool all the time.
Yeah.
Almost like a cave.
It seems like a cave down there. Now, growing up where Scott and I grew up, and I'm sure like most people, all bad things happened in the basement. So all the things that you want to hide from your parents happened in a basement. Would you say it's very similar in the restaurant business? Are bad things happening in your basement?
Well, unlike in a household, there's cameras everywhere. And also, Scott and I do spend time in the basement. So it's not, you know how parents are like, stay away from the basement. we are here a lot, and deliveries come through here, and a lot of money flows through this corridor. So it's watched definitely a little bit more than a household basement.
Have you ever caught any things that you should not have seen down there in that basement?
We had a dishwasher sleeping down here for a couple of weeks that we discovered.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Beer cans.
A lot of beer.
Well, no. Back up. Back the truck up. Okay. Let's talk about that. So you come downstairs, and where was this person sleeping?
In a sleeping bag. In a sleeping bag, very tucked away. So there's so many doors here.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
And there's some doors that are like, do not open because it belongs not really to the building, I guess you could say.
There's apartments upstairs.
There's apartments, so we don't open certain doors. And one day, a guy was here, I think before Scott got here, and he was here super early. And he's like, what's going on? And so we went poking around, sleeping bag in one of the unopened doors.
Yeah.
You still have to treat that with a little bit of compassion. So like, what happened? Right. You guys said what?
I think he got embarrassed and quit, right?
Oh.
To be honest, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Yeah.
I mean, for a lot of employees.
Yes.
Oh, my heart just hurts.
Some of them are because of us, and some of them are just...
I think a lot of them are because of them. I'd like to think.
A lot of them are because of them. Yeah. It's like, I don't know.
All right. So there's not that many interesting stories that coming out of the basement, although my guys are in the basement today. And you guys are, I'm assuming...
Well, some of them, I have to... The reason why is because some of the interesting stories, we hired the guy back.
Yes.
I don't want to talk bad.
Also, there's the part of this basement is that's kind of what happens most frequently down here. It's very low ceilings.
Yeah.
And as you can see, like in there's some exposed pipes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a couple of people like definitely, hey, watch your head. And they,
Okay. Got it.
That happens.
Yeah, it's definitely very cavernous down there, but you guys, it's so cool. So let's talk about, I'm sure you guys are coming off a very busy weekend. And part of the reason why we're meeting so late today is it sounds like it's been very busy. Tell me what's going on. And is it been both place, Rap Shack and Mariah? Like, is it St. Patty's Day related?
St. Patty's Day related. Half the staff, it's called Aaron Express for St. Patty's Day. It's like these bar crawls and stuff like that. So half my staff went to do that. And so we were short staffed. And then half of them just called out. Not half of them. A couple others just called out saying they had stuff to do.
Now you're understaffed on a very busy restaurant night. Do you guys anticipate being understaffed and overstaffed to compensate?
Sort of. As best we can. I mean, yeah.
This was our head bartender.
Uh-huh. Good job, Lupa. Okay. Yeah. But, okay, so you guys, thank God, you know, you guys work hard and you don't mind wearing lots of hats. So you had a pitch in and bartend. Scott, what did you have to do?
I do nothing.
He was, to be honest, he was the guy that was like, hey, we're out of this, running to get
running everywhere.
Murray only had one bartender, so he was helping bartend over there. It was, and Murray doesn't, listen, it's not a St. Patty's Day spot, per se. But it gets slamming. I mean, people.
Well, we put some specials out.
People come in.
And then people started coming in. I had to expedite a little bit. I had to bring food out because we were short staffed over there.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any complaints by being short staffed?
No. You know what's so funny on these days? People are usually so drunk. It's like.
They don't care. They just want to.
Yeah. They're just holding up their credit
honestly,
card.
Give me another shot. So we have this thing. We don't want to give out tons of water. One, because of the cups. Two, because our staff likes to give out so much ice with the water. And then we run out of ice. I mean, it's one of those days where you can't never have enough ice. So it was funny. We were taking a little long with the drinks, even though they were just beers or whatever. And I told our bartender at Marea, I'm like, I'll calm everyone down. Don't do this. Don't do this ever. I gave everyone water at the bar. So, okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you had to think on your feet. So that's amazing. Again, as a patron of a restaurant, you wouldn't think that that was a thing, but like, I guess it is a thing. So did you have a lot of drunken debauchery at either restaurant from St. Patty's Day?
I don't think I want to tell my drunken story.
Oh, that guy.
I want to hear the story. You mentioned that guy. Now I need to know what happened with that guy.
Very nice group of people. We're all in Aaron Express. They were there for hours. A guy turns a corner as I'm walking like to the bathroom. And he's puking Philly cheesesteak through his hands.
Well, maybe I didn't want to know
that. I told you.
You know what's horrible about that stuff?
He came. So I start like,
Yeah.
He just came. All he did was order food. He didn't even drink.
He didn't even drink.
So it was like, it's so annoying. I mean, when people come, we have a bouncer that day. When they come, you know, it's hard to tell who's drunk and who's not. So, I mean, this guy, we had to kick out. He didn't even drink here.
Yeah.
It's
not the first time.
Yeah. I'm sure. Was it really busy in the city in general? It was a nice night.
It was busy. It was tough on Sunday because I think everyone was kind of hungover. So it never really got like crazy, but it was steady.
But you're wanting this like, I don't know, after that Saturday night, it's so action filled. It's hard to even describe like being behind the bar and people are like, I need that. It's like this very high intense situation. It's almost like it's playing a sporting event.
Yeah.
Where it's like, stay calm, stay collected.
in terms of like craziness in the holidays, right? So it's like Halloween's probably a big night, you know, New Year's obviously, same
thing. Sorry to interrupt, but Halloween is a big night for bigger places because you, at a smaller place like ours, at like the Rap Shack,
we can't host a 200 person.
Yeah, you can't host it. Uh-huh. So we're never going to be that busy for Halloween. So is this
one of the biggest nights of like drinking for you guys? I think
it's the biggest.
Is it bigger than like sporting?
Yeah, this is the biggest.
Okay. And so
like for Maria, this is going to sound weird, Kami. I think Mother's Day or Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
Those are the two biggest.
And we're going to see. We're actually going to come up with an Easter Day menu tomorrow. And we're going to post it.
We're going to do some special brunch items. For,
yeah. Nice. I'd love to give that idea on the podcast. The idea right now is that we're doing something special.
Yes, except for this is going to air. It's going to air after Easter. So you'll have to keep it in your hats for next year. We're going to
podcast again later this week. Yeah. On my end, I'm beat. I really am beat down, but I am just.
Are you taking tomorrow off? Oh, you can't?
No, I can't. We have a huge catering order. Oh, I talked to Temple.
All right, yes, thanks, Scott.
Yeah. Well, this is the business. The business of the business.
This is the organization.
Jake, you can edit that little piece out where I'm just talking directly.
I actually think that it's a par for the course. So, Scott, you being beat, what's that like? Have you just not having slept? You're just exhausted? Your body's just tired?
My body is down. My feet hurt. My head hurts. So I kind of want to be really busy tonight so I can just
focus on that.
Yeah.
And I think we will be pretty busy tonight. Mondays are, you know, Lupa's favorite day.
Is he off?
No, he's off other than this, and he hates them.
Well, can I tell you what off means, Katie? This is important for the podcast.
This is so
Scott goes, hey, you set up yet? Oh, yeah, everything's set up. Or, ready to go. We'll just do the podcast and I'll leave. It's never just do the podcast and leave. Once you're inside the building, it's like a vortex of, you're just caught in it all. He pulls up. He's got a truck full of stuff.
Of course.
Like, oh, okay, I guess I'll unload all this.
And more importantly than the restaurant business.
You're the best. Loopa-loopa-loopa.
There's a couple things that we need to talk about. One, we are putting this pretzel on the menu.
Okay.
Pretzel, it's on the menu.
And I'm doing it live.
And I got it. Tons coming on, like coming in tomorrow. So that's cool. So I'm pretty excited about that.
If everybody wants to remember from last week, we did discuss Scott's, when Scott sleeps, the corner of the sheet always.
I was going to pack in that picture.
Yeah, I know. And we have proof. Sherry did send over. I don't know why that happened.
I'm an aggressive sleeper. What, there's nothing more to say than that.
I just hate that we're picking on somebody for an unconscious act. But I also agree with what you're saying. Like, be conscious of your unconsciousness.
And, or do something about it. There's got to be. There's a wonderful company called Amazon.
I'm on both cliffs. And I
don't think your brother's heard of that company.
Yes, there's a company called Amazon. It's wonderful. And if you put in any kind of ailment or problem, they can usually send something overnight. It's amazing. It's amazing.
He's really beat up, but we can't. Yeah, it's all right.
All right, Amazon. we won't break his nose anymore. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
In the forest.
So guys, the pretzel's on the menu. You guys are beaten up. We're going to end this a little early today.
Well, no, I want to hear about you.
Yes,
how's your Mondays?
Yeah, what are you doing for St. Patty's Day?
So really, my Sundays are really like Mondays. I'm very busy on Sundays and Mondays. They're crazy. Yeah. I have two jobs. And so, you know, I'm
a quarter of a job.
Yeah. What percent of a job is this?
Oh, I consider this my three job Monday.
I like it.
This is my pleasure. Right. Yeah. But yeah, so I'm been very, very busy. Like Scott, you know, I have going to be an empty nester starting in September, trying to get my mind wrapped around that. So I don't mind building up a career right now. I want to be super, super distracted. So I don't feel the pain of my kitties leaving the nest and I definitely feel that a little bit. It went by so fast. It feels like yesterday I was in a kindergarten class with my little cuties, and it seems hard to believe that, you know.
I'm really touching.
Yeah.
I felt like crying. I really did. I don't cry at anything. That felt very sad.
Sad. It's sad and it's wonderful at the same time. It's everything you want for your kids is to build them so they can fly, right? So But now I do have a second chance at having a different kind of career path, and love my jobs as a, you know, let's call me in my many hats, but, you know, really a relationship expert.
I have a relationship question. Oh, no, I'm not going to ask it. I'll ask it off camera.
I have
to ask it off camera. Okay. Here's what I would say, though, that some of my favorite moments with my parents, I remember, was coming home during the summer for college. I don't know why, because, like, you're kind of an adult. And, like, I don't know. It always felt very fun.
I would say those were my least favorite moments of my
life. Really? Wow. Yeah. I had that. I think because I had a very tumultuous, I don't know, like, teenage years that it felt good to be, like,
so for me, I go from complete, like, you know, no one's watching you.
Yes.
To my mom, like, you've got to wear a coat. And, like, you know, so and not being used to, like, having somebody ride me like that, you know. Okay. But I liked coming back and seeing my high school friends. That was always fun.
Yeah.
That was always fun. Yeah. But also, you know, it's like I am, my mom. And I'm turning into my mom, right? So when my kids come home and, like, leave mess everywhere, right, you become used to your own clean space, and then the kids are messy. And so,
see, I don't have that problem because I'm a mess. You should see my corner of my closet right now. It is.
Have you? Your car's out of control, too.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to get on about that. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's really.
No, I don't learn.
I know. Well, you start with the trash bag. He put a trash bag over in by the passenger side of his car, which was very smart because he's collecting a lot of trash.
But you know what happens every Tuesday?
It fills up, and then I forgot to put it, so
I took the trash bag.
It's like
out.
Overflowing in the car.
And then
you can't
I
sit in the passenger seat.
Everything's on the floor today.
Yeah, I'm aware.
And some of that is just the way you're wired. You know, I have two girls. One is so neat and organized, and one's a mess.
Which one's organized, younger or older?
Older.
Older is more organized?
Much more.
Nice.
Ooh. Much more. She's such a neat freak. And then my little one, it's like we're just little whirlwinds, right? So we're just always like, today, as you saw, I was like running late. I multitask like a crazy person and I've got too much going on. So I'm always running from one thing to the next.
So you know what? I do think we should cut this a little short today because we're just shooting the shit a little bit. That's cool. Uh-huh. And it's good to have that, but maybe we should have another one later in the week. With the guy or somebody else.
Okay, so just to forecast what's happening in the next episode, we have somebody who is the owner of a car wash in Conshohocken, and it's brand new. I think it's called Everwash.
Yeah, you probably want to know the name.
Yeah, it's called Everwash. But anyway, he's going to join us, and Scott and Lupa and Michael are going to talk about the best excuses that they've heard employees calling out sick.
Love that episode.
I actually want to take a picture of my inside of my car and see what he charged me extra. Remember, ice cream is all over my car right now. So,
yes.
All right. So we've got to come up with a time. I'm going to put you guys on a text so we can get that scheduled for next week. I look forward to it. We're going to wrap this up today because little Scott needs a little downtime.
He does need some downtime.
Happy St. Patty's Day. Hope everyone had a great St. Patty's Day. Yeah. And for the ones of some whoever got sick, if you listen to this podcast, you.
Ew.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. Have a good day.
Bye. Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for Organized Mayhem Podcast. Check us out on YouTube, X, our website, rapshackpa.com, and rayastilly.com for updates. Once again, welcome to the Mayhem.